This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
with all the freezing temperatures and the ice on the roads, you know, dirt road, gravel driveway, I almost was late for work this morning. Yep. Jason's engineering. Thank you, Jason. Rich Sheban's with us. Welcome, Rich.
Well, thank you, buddy. When you said you were almost late for work, did you roll out of the bed on the wrong side?
Yeah, you know, the joys.
Did you forget to find one of your slippers?
you know, that's a very good point. I was listening to a guy who was in...
Please, I got to stop you here. Now, if you could take slipper and turn that into a car commercial...
Yeah. I can't. But this is true. Okay. This is a tip that since you mentioned slipper, there was a guy who I heard interviewed on the radio probably 30 years ago, and he was in London during the air raids when the Nazis were buzz bombing London and aerial bombing London, and in the middle of the night they would wake up to the sound of explosions, and he said that you absolutely have to have shoes right next to your bed so that if you wake up to an emergency, you're not there barefoot and have to go outside. And, you know, I remembered that, you know, all these years, and I just wanted to pass that along to the class. I don't ever go to bed without having shoes, pants, everything I need ready to go, gun, everything, right then and there. Because I'm not expecting an air raid, but something could happen where I'd have to run outside. And I don't want to be in a position where I am not prepared for that. So I just wanted to share that with the class. Rich, any comments?
Well, gosh. I mean, I don't know. What do you mean by that? I mean, we're at a point in history that if you're pro-American, pro-freedom, liberty, justice, free speech, you're pro having the same job standards and qualifications for everybody. You're pro-family. You can say male, female, boy, girl, brother, sister, mother, father. You make it so important how work should not be delegitimized, how truth should trump propaganda. You know, when you talk about the same rules, laws, and accountability, you're anti-pedophilia, you're pro-due process, you can't do commerce and you get attacked. And I assume that was the implication, the word attack. That's why you're prepared with all that stuff. But in America today, if you're anti-American, anti-free speech, anti-legitimate jobs, anti-freedom, liberty, justice, anti-individual, anti-truth, you promote divide and conquer strategies openly, you justify hate for others because of what group you're in or some virtual signaling for some group, you allow and manage we the people through fear, bribe, blackmail, threats, pro-tattletale, pro-gossip, pro the phony left-right paradigm, pro-anti-human, pro-consolidating power, money, and control, pro-depopulation, pro-the super wealthy elite, anti-little people, pro-destabilization of America, destruction of the republic, pro-agenda. You're for the fact that science, math, academia, big corporations, and big government are all bought and paid for, and politics and the aristocracy controls everything. In other words, you get rewarded for submissive conformity. And words like expert and official authorities basically means bought and paid for. So going into America in the future with what has just happened, I can see why you say what you just did. But it's gotten to the point, Vince, that it's almost impossible to control one's own destiny when you have a corrupt, failed state, a.k.a. banana republic right now, Vince.
I've come up with two new terms, and I don't know which one of them I like better. I'll probably define them tomorrow. I'll be with Kyle tomorrow talking about tips from the book. But the two terms that I've come up with are concentrated stupidity and concentrated ignorance. And I think that's where we are. Literally, concentrated stupidity and concentrated ignorance. There was a gal, a black gal, and I'm not picking on blacks, and just she decided she was going to do a permanent or set her hair. And she, you know, she got some Gorilla Glue. Now, Gorilla Glue is kind of like a cross between Elmer's Wood Glue and Super Glue. So she applied it to her head. And she's been in the emergency room for at least a day, and they can't get it off. They don't know what to do. So she made a helmet out of Gorilla Glue to set her hair. That is an example of concentrated stupidity and concentrated ignorance. And to make matters even worse, she is suing or planning to sue the company that makes Gorilla Glue because it says don't put it on your hair. But it says don't put it on your skin. Now, I guess those are two different things, skin and hair. But at the intersection of where the hair follicles meet the skin, that's where she put it. And she can't get it off. And the emergency room doesn't know what to do. That is concentrated ignorance combined with concentrated stupidity. And I don't think she's the only one. I think that's just an example of where we're headed with the shutdown of the American public training camp. Now, I'm not a big fan of the training camp, but I am a fan of education. And if we don't start teaching our people a little bit of logic and a little bit of science and math and history, there are going to be more people using this Gorilla Glue on their heads. Back to you.
Well, Vince, it's when you have science, common sense, logic, math, academia, all the things that we've talked about for a very long time, bought and paid for, when there's no legitimacy in all this stuff, it's very difficult for the average person to, I mean, not this audience, because obviously they're listening to what we have to say now, but the people who listen and read alternative media and want the truth, you know, they can get it from a plethora of stations, probably thousands of alternative media stations now. But there's a lot of people who are just so brainwashed, they listen to the CNNs, the MSNBCs, the mainstream media, and they don't even realize that they're getting propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, and lies, especially gaslighting. And people, unless, you know, life is relative, and that sounds like a very simple saying, but that's the case in a lot of instances and a lot of examples. And I think people need to, it's just like if you grew up eating sushi, okay, you lived on a coast, you had high quality, high nutrition food. Now, I know half the people don't like sushi and half love it. I get that. But look at it from a high quality of food, a high nutrition standpoint. And then you go into the city and you're eating fast food at McDonald's. You're going to notice a total regression or decrease in your lifestyle and your health and your nutrition factors, everything. Now, when you come from the city and you're used to eating all this fast food, and then you go to a coastal town and you're living off of sushi and fresh fish and fresh this and fresh that, and maybe you have a garden, you realize the importance of all this, not just from nutrition, from interests and hobbies, from gathering skill sets. And people need, that's why we always talk about, I mentioned this in the book, I mentioned this on the air, if you grow up in the city, you should move to the country so you can feel that theory of relativity, if you will, and vice versa. This way, when you decide where you want to reside, you have a comparison, you have certain skill sets, you have certain lifestyles you can look at, and that's what a lot of people don't have, is that comparison, that relativity. Vince?
You know, we talked for a few minutes this morning, and you mentioned the small family farm. I've been thinking about that ever since you mentioned it. I don't believe, and we've been saying this. It's nothing new. It's 10 years we've been saying this. I don't think that it's going to be easy for anybody to make it without having a small family farm. I don't think that going forward, based on what I've seen, based on the things we've talked about, based on what I've been reading, that if a person does not have, or a few people don't have, a small family farm, and if they don't work together, life will be incredibly difficult from every respect. And here's one example. I mentioned this to you this morning. You aren't, and I'm not. But most people are absolutely, positively addicted to the grid. And I can prove it. If you look at, not your house necessarily, and not ours necessarily, but if you look at just about 99.9% of the homes in the United States, if you go into any room, there is an electrical outlet within 6 feet of any other electrical outlet. So they're every 6 feet. So if that doesn't prove that we are addicted to electricity, we can't go 6 feet without it, literally. That if that doesn't prove that we are addicted to the system, I don't know what does. And the only way I can think of to go forward is to disconnect us from them as much as possible. And we have, except for insurance and taxes, that is pretty much all we have left to disconnect from. Now, we use gasoline and we use motor vehicles, but, you know, we don't make our gasoline. But if we had to, we could get by without that as well. It'd be very tough. But the system has ensnared us, trapped us, and I don't think most people even realize how addicted they are to the system, including calling 911, cell phones, streaming media, everything you can think of. It's pretty much run by electricity and electrons, pretty much everything. And so most people can't get away from it. And I was thinking about this also, Rich. Back in the 1960s, we had music. And it was delightful music. It was upbeat, bubbly. It was great. You could listen to the words. Okay? And people had radios. They listened to the radios at home. They listened to music. They would have a hi-fi or high fidelity or stereo in their, you know, in their living room, if you will. And they would listen to records. And it was great. How many people now listen to the radio at home? How many people now listen to music at home? And I'll bet the answer is nowhere near the percentage that we had back in the 60s. We're falling down. Music is good. It really is. You can relax. But now, I don't know what people do. I really don't know what they do. But they're not productive. They're not doing much. They're not engaging in building a family farm. I don't know what they're doing. But it doesn't seem productive to me. Back to you.
You know, you've heard me say this a million times. We have an imbalance between technology and nature. We have too much technology, especially with youth, and we have people literally in front of that blue light, whether it's the TV or their cell phone or whatever, and they're not getting real proper information. They think they may be, but they're addicted to that. And it's almost like it's part of their life. And so many people say, oh, Rich, I don't have time to have a hobby farm. I don't have time to have a garden. I don't have time to raise animals. I don't have time to harvest my own firewood. And then when I do my homework, I find out the average person spends 7 hours per day in front of the blue light. So that pretty much shows that we are devolving and we're coming up with more and more excuse behaviors for not doing what we need to do, because the small hobby farm is now like a business or survival.
And that's what it is right here in Missouri, in the Ozarks for us.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion-dollar industry. get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Eamon's with us. And Rich, I don't think there's any other way to survive, you know, when you really think about it. And do reasonably well without having your own place working together as a unit. Mother, father, husband, wife, children. I think we're going back to that, and I think we have to go back to that, and I think we have to learn those skills that you've been talking about for 10 years. We have to do that. It's absolutely necessary. It's unaffordable. It's unaffordable to pay people to do the kinds of things that we have been accustomed to having them do. Our son was telling me yesterday that he knows a young lady who has a Chevrolet Cruze, like a 2014 maybe, and it needed a radiator and an aluminum radiator bracket and a fan, electric fan. Something happened to it, and she had the work done someplace else. The bill was $1,700. The car is only worth $3,000 or $4,000. What I'm saying is the cost of having people do things for you is out of control. And if you don't know how to do them yourself, you're going to be ripped off. And I don't know how people are going to pay for these things. So many people on the public dole now are expecting these $600 or more checks, and they think that, you know, this is the way it's going to be from now on. Well, they've become accustomed to it. And I believe that hardly anybody wants to go to work anymore. Who wants to go to work when you can, you know, just sit home and have digits electronically parked in your accounts? Who wants to do that? We're in a real mess. So hard work, proven results, ethics, they are, yeah, we know what they are, but they're disappearing really, really fast right in front of our eyes. Back to you.
Well, thanks, Mitch. been, I've given countless hours about how work has been delegitimized, but you get a job based on what group you're in. We've lowered the bars and of standards and expectations for a job so much that hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications for the first time in America means almost nothing. And I always tie that in how it, when you eliminate the rule of law for precedence, and you don't protect the rights restitution of people under the rule of law who are affected, who are targeted, you've given runaway power to a huge fascist system while enabling and protecting the most corrupt companies with liability immunity. And that creates more wealth inequality. And then when you look at family, I'm just playing a little devil's advocate. I don't disagree with anything you just said, but when you look at family, the divorce rate's the highest it's ever been, the marriage rate's the lowest it's ever been, and they've kicked literally fathers out of the home. So it's getting more and more difficult for people to find options. That's why we always talked about that, creating a database of getting like-minded people together, like Tom, Dick, Harry, Jane, and Sue, and get them together to buy land, put everything down on paper, turn it into a working hobby farm, then they could sell it. In the meantime, they're cross-training and having a great job. But what I'd like to do now, Vince, is because time always gets away from us, I would like to talk about news, if that's okay with you. And I realize we're seconds away from a break, but I just want to, before I even start, I'll start with the news after this half-hour break, but people always ask me, why do I do this, Rich? I have no kids, no grandkids. Why do you care about your guns being taken away? Because you're a bow hunter for the most part. Well, it's because of the fact I care about my country. I'm an American. And guns aren't necessarily for hunting. They're mostly for government tyranny. Okay, I've lived a 35-year dream of hunting and fishing and gardening and off-grid in Montana. And I'm very grateful for what has happened. But I've also turned down a lot of offers from large production companies, reality shows, and people who want to do documentaries on me. I just had a small production company do a show on me once. But they wanted me to sell the narrative for the money and sell out the American people. And they didn't want to give me final editing rights. So I didn't want to, and I talked to a lot of the insiders who I've made acquaintances and friends with, and I called them on their home number. And they said, Rich, they basically want to demonize self-sufficiency. They want to delegitimize, discredit that movement. The powers that be don't want that. They want depopulation. They want this. They want that. So everything I'm doing, when I stick my neck out, and everything that we see on USA Prepares isn't really opinion. As you know, we give published articles or videos in the public domain, okay? And we're making comments on this. So how many times have you heard America, oh, that'll never happen in America. Oh, there's going to be a civil war if they do that, or if they take our guns. Oh, it's all about equality, fairness, and tolerance. We now know it's not true, do we? When they collude, when they give record bonuses to banks and big corporations, the same year they get bailouts, racketeering's in the open.
We'll be right back.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate leadership announced on Monday that they have reached a deal in the framework for former President Trump's impeachment trial, which will start on Tuesday.
All parties have agreed to a structure that will ensure a fair and honest Senate impeachment trial of the former president.
The timeline would allow the trial to wrap up as early as next week if both sides agree not to call witnesses. Now with the news that Congress is considering lowering the income eligibility threshold for the third round of stimulus payments from $75,000 to $50,000 for individuals and from $150,000 for married couples to $100,000, some are calling it an attack on the middle class. Major League Baseball and the MLB Union reached an agreement Monday night on health and safety protocols that will cover the 2021 spring training and the regular season. Spring training is scheduled to begin February 17th. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Facing censure from her home state of Wyoming, Republican Representative Liz Cheney addresses the issue. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has more.
The Wyoming Republican Party has voted to censure Representative Cheney and called for her resignation. The third highest-ranking member of House Republican leadership tells Fox News Sunday she is not going to resign.
Our most important duty is to the Constitution. And as I've explained and will continue to explain, the oath that I took to the Constitution compelled me to vote for impeachment, and it doesn't bend to partisanship. It doesn't bend to political pressure.
She also said there are some false assumptions making the rounds.
People in the party are mistaken. They believe that BLM and Antifa were behind what happened here at the Capitol. That's just simply not the case. It's not true.
Cheney says there's a lot of work to do to regain trust in the party because
people have been lied to.
From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
A left-wing activist who openly documented and discussed destroying the Capitol building and the Trump rally at the Capitol is now facing criminal charges. 26-year-old John Sullivan recorded himself entering through a Capitol window that had been broken out by rioters before roaming the halls of Congress during the January 6 upheaval. Department of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is quarantining for the next 14 days after a member of his security detail tested positive for COVID-19. According to a press statement, the agent had been in close contact with Buttigieg, including the morning prior to the agent's positive result. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Richie Vince with us. Class, the average size in acreage of a small family farm is 231 acres. 231. That's roughly one third of a square mile, roughly. Our farm is 241 acres, so we are right there in the middle of the average size of the small family farm. That acreage is about all we can handle as a family. If we doubled it, it would be way more difficult because we were farming at about 500 acres and it was excruciatingly difficult. The small family farm, according to the USDA, has a net profit of less than $250,000 in annual sales. Now, that may seem like a lot. I mean, who can't live on $250,000? That's sales. Now, if a person were to apply logic to that, business logic, you'd say, well, can the average company net 10%? Yeah, it's hard to do. Very hard to net 10%. Well, that being the case, if a family farm could net 10%, that would be income of $25,000 a year for the entire family. So in terms of getting rich, no one is really likely to get rich with a family by having a family farm. However, there have been things said during the first Great Depression, like, well, we didn't have any money, but we didn't starve. Rich Heaven?
Yeah, and excuse me. I want to talk about the commercial about Liz Cheney bragging about how it's all about the Constitution and it's not about Antifa. Well, I've given dozens of articles saying it is about Blantifa, and here's an article right here. Ignored by the media elites and the FBI, list of 20 individuals at the Capitol on January 6th. All appear to be connected to Antifa individuals. And the next article right here, see, I don't pull things out of the thin air. I don't do philosophy. I don't do theory. I do facts, okay? Basically, Liz Cheney and the basic, all these rhinos and neocons have all sold out to the elite. Here's another article. New video just surfaced on Antifa insurgents leader John Sullivan training Antifa soldiers and selling riot equipment through a website. I'm not making this up. The reason why the GOP lawmakers chose Liz Cheney over their votes is because they don't care about the people anymore. They care about themselves. This is another article right here, right in front, regarding the GOP meeting. It's not about the Constitution. AOC was caught with multiple lies. She was saying how she had this near-death experience when protesters stormed her building. She wasn't even in the flipping building, people. Everything's a gaslighting lie. So what I'm going to do, Vince, is go to more information, more news, and hopefully give credible information to the people instead of all this propaganda given by the bought and paid for Congress and mainstream media. Next, U.S. Supreme Court schedules Pennsylvania election case, Sidney Powell's Michigan case, and Lynn Wood's Georgia case for the February 19th conference. Let's see if they're going to make a theater dog and pony show out of it, or it's going to be legit. Next article. Mathematician says that Biden election win a statistic impossibility. We've gone through all this. All the computer algorithms couldn't make this up. It's been proven Donald Trump couldn't get more votes than 5.5%, even from the Georgia precincts alone. You look at all the values. You look at the identification of values and ratios all going to benefit Joe Biden. The adjudication ballots, like 80%+ on some of these, the ballot stuffing, the counterfeit ballots. Detroit City van delivered tens of thousands of ballots in the U.S. Postal Service boxes that were not sealed. They had no chain of custody documentation, which means they're not legal. Then they arrived 8 hours after the deadline on video, on camera, to legally accept the ballots. They should not be legally accepted. That's called a stolen election, folks. Next article. Why has Wisconsin done nothing with the 200,000 ballots its Supreme Court claimed were likely invalid? What happened to all that, people? Where are they? Is everybody bought and paid for and blackmailed? Next, Wisconsin's indefinitely confined voter status excludes requirement for voter IDs. 265,000 ballots cast in the 2020 election. Where is this? Where'd it go? Again, these are articles published in the public domain. I am not making any of this stuff up. Next article, we caught them. Arizona, Maricopa County Board of Supervisors lied. They lied. Okay? Basically, they discovered the auditors were uncertified. That means bought and paid for. Next, Arizona Senate drafts resolution threatening arrest of Maricopa County Board of Supervisors for not handling requested election machine ballots. Where's the arrests? What's going on? Is there something going on behind the scenes? Are people being paid off? What's going on? Next, algorithm to flip Trump votes exposed. FBI ambush suspect revealed. It's unbelievable. How can our institutions literally be bought and paid for to attack our own citizenry? Now the U.S. government and the corporations have made the citizenry our enemies. And get ready for false flags, folks, because they're going to use, they're not going to let any crisis go to waste, even if they manufacture it. Next, data expert claims his team has identified enough fraudulent ballots in Georgia, Arizona, and Wisconsin to overthrow the election. Never mind what I just said about Detroit City and the video of all these ballots showing up unsealed without a chain of custody documentation that even arrived 8 hours after the deadline. You can't even make this stuff up, people. This is on video. How about everything Peter Navarro said? How about everything Joe Van Blitzer said? Even Peter Navarro just said the other day that Bill Barr was actually working for Joe Biden in the last 2 months to help him. Not even our own president. This is treason, people. This is treason and sedition. Next, huge is the first word of this article. Top Democrat elections attorney Mark Elias agrees with Republicans that voting machines are unreliable and invalid. Let me repeat that, please. Top Democrat elections attorney Mark Elias agrees with Republicans that voting machines are unreliable and invalid. Now, I wonder if he's being threatened right now. Maybe is he taken away to some internment camp? Is he being bribed? Is he being blackmailed? Is he being threatened? We need to find out what's happening to Mark Elias. Maybe he'll come out with a new scripted line saying, oops, my mistake, my bad, I misspoke. Next article. The FBI never did anything other than to impede investigations into election fraud, Colonel Phil Waldron. Now, we can talk about these articles all day long, but we don't have time. It's up to you guys to do your due diligence, to verify everything that I'm saying that's in the public domain that's published, and you need to read and research this, people. Next, Dominion lawyer says that they warned AON not to air Mike Lindell's documents. People, Mike Lindell is a patriot. He's exercising his freedom of speech. This is a published video in the public domain. And he came up with proof that 66% of foreign intrusion came from China. Other countries too, but 66% from China. That's an act of war, people. And there's forensic evidence with live times, with stamps, with IDs, with computers, with companies of where they're coming from, what country, what town. There's proof of use of false credentials. It shows footprints of all Donald Trump votes down. This is the biggest cyber attack in world history, is what this is. It's the biggest criminal scam, not just on a duly elected president, but on you, the American people, a millionfold. This is a big theft from Donald Trump. When you even look at Mike Lindell's video, he even talks about that Mary, I think her name was Mary Fanning, she mentioned how she has the evidence to show all these lines that are coming from China to the U.S. Well, one goes right into Helena, Montana. Now, if Montana got red or voted Republican across the board, for those of you in Montana listening right now, how come everybody's wondering why the marijuana bill passed? It's because of all this red line, which is severe attacks coming from China, passing the marijuana bill. Now, Mike Lindell basically said that Donald Trump won 79 million votes versus Biden 68 million, and that's just from the forensic evidence. Do you remember all the articles of the two young voters voting, or the double voting, or the illegals voting, or the ballots going through the machines multiple times, or counterfeit ballots, all this stuff? Forget about that. Mike Lindell proved that 79 million votes went to Donald Trump and 68 went to Joe Biden, just from forensic evidence. And you wonder why the American people are giving up citizenship this year at three times the amount compared to last year. And there's another video, a little homework for our listeners, a video called Unmasked. You can get it. It's all over a lot of the alternative media. It's very accurate. It's an excellent video, and it shows voter fraud. You need to look at this, people. Why is the Supreme Court, as per one of the first articles they just mentioned regarding news, and it's a breaking article, scheduled Pennsylvania election case, Sidney Powell's Michigan case, and Lidwood's Georgia case for the February 19th conference? Are they getting so much heat that they need to create a fake hoax theater and say they looked at the evidence? See, that's the problem is the evidence has never been discarded. It's that the judges are not willing to look at the evidence. But it's all about equality, fairness, and tolerance, right, folks? Even though record bonuses are going to the banks and big corporations with proven collusion, proven racketeering, and they're getting bailouts from us, the taxpayers, they're harvesting baby parts, normalizing pedophilia, creating hate hoaxes, teaching kids in schools to change their gender, erase proven results, qualifications from getting a job, poisoning food, water, and medication, eliminating free speech, allowing hypocrisy and double standards for certain groups and not others, installing politicians, legalizing voter fraud, eliminating your voice, not just through peaceful assembly, but voting, creating no rules of law, blaming the poor and middle-class white male heterosexuals are supremacists, while the wealthiest white males, the Gates, Zuckerbergs, Bezos, Rockefellers, Rothschilds, all those pale-skinned people, with a great majority of them are white males. You can't make this stuff up, people. And the same people who are demanding and ordering that we have to give up our jobs, our livelihood, our life, are from the people who already have theirs. This is a tyrannical, communist, Marxist, authoritarian, fascist takeover. And what we're seeing is the consequences of decades of inaction towards political correctness. And we're just supporting the ruling class traitors, cowards, and followers.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Eben's with us. Rich, I'm pretty darn sure you saw this article, and it's very disconcerting. And I'm reading the headlines from the Miami Herald. Now, it's on ABC, CBS. It's all over the Internet. And what happened is, according to Miami Herald, their headline, someone tried to poison the water supply in a Florida city, the sheriff says. Okay, so someone remotely accessed a computer and increased the titration of sodium hydroxide, which is lye, to a factor of 100 times more than normal. And lye is used to adjust the pH and reduce the acidity of the water so it won't grow in the pipes. Well, someone remotely hacked and turned up the valve, if you will, remotely to increase the level of sodium hydroxide concentration by a factor of 100. And the reason I'm mentioning this is, you're talking about lack of trust, you're talking about treason, you're talking about sedition. Who in government would say, I got a great idea. So what we'll do is instead of, manually adding chemical treatments to the water supply, we'll do it with a computer. That way we don't have to be there, and we can do it from the touch of a keyboard and a mouse. And then we'll connect it to the Internet so we can watch it. And then some guy hacks it and turns up the valves remotely. This is not an isolated case. This is probably at risk all over the country. Any comments about this kind of treason?
Are you trying to deviate from from where I'm going?
But not at all.
That was half sarcasm. But let me address that. Everything can be hacked. So your home through smart meters. Your new vehicles can be stopped on the dime from a satellite. Okay, we are going to see, and I mentioned this today, and I've mentioned this many times over especially the last few months. We're going to see false flags left and right, and the powers that be aren't going to use truth. They're not going to use anything. They're just going to set up Republicans or patriots or libertarians or conservatives, or if you're a Christian or anything, you're a heterosexual, whatever. If you're having babies, they're going to set you up, and they're going to set you up with false flags, and they're going to just do false flag after false flag. They're going to try to create race wars, civil wars, gender wars, sexual orientation wars, religion wars. They don't care. Because their job is the consolidation of power, money, and control and depopulation. So this, you know, this water contamination, if you're still living in urban suburban America and you're still on municipal water and you're still at home with a smart meter and you're not living off grid and you're not growing your own food because of the contamination and lack of nutrition, et cetera, et cetera. I can't, you know, Vince and I, we're blue in the face. I'm out of breath talking about this stuff. When you have lack of confidence in the U.S. structure, lack of trust, you know, with this new smoking gun video from this TCF Center. By the way, TCF reminds me of an article I read the other day where now the powers that be are calling acronyms racist. I'm not making this up. Again, my disclaimer, published articles in the public domain. Even Time magazine admits Trump was right, that the conspiracy was real, that the big money, and basically that's plausible deniability to keep from investigating more voter fraud. The whole thing is a scam, okay? We are now known as the United Scam of America. I mean, so everything can be hacked, people. Everything. Your bank accounts, you got to do, if you want to go to a restaurant, if you want to go to a hotel, if you want to go anywhere and you're not paying some type of cash, because remember, the elite, they don't care if everything falls apart. They got their yachts they can go to live there for months. They got their underground bunkers and their 10,000 acre ranches. They own islands. They got jet planes. They can bug out in seconds. They don't care about you. You think they care about your gender, the gender you identify as, your skin pigmentation shade, your religion, your sexual orientation? No. These are divide and conquer strategies while they're calling you useful idiots. Vince, if it's up, well, we only have a couple seconds, so I'll give you the microphone, buddy.
Okay, I got an email from Arjun, and he is one of our students in class, and I asked him if I could read this. Very short. It says, "Hi, Vincent. 1 week back, you described 1 acre of land that can be bought for $2,000 or $3,000 in Missouri. I was wondering if there's a place close to you which has a cabin. Some of the features I would need are internet and a restroom. Other things like heat, water, gas, food, I can arrange for myself. In my culture, I am Hindu by religion. We honor and convey respect of our elders by touching their feet. I just feel I have to touch your feet once in my life. Your friend, Arjun." Arjun, someday I will talk about, maybe this week I'll talk about moving to a different location. And it's an uphill battle. It's an uphill battle no matter who you are. And we'll talk about that. But I just wanted to read that. So Arjun has the greatest respect for USA Prepares. And I thank you, Arjun. I really do. And I respect your religion. Rich and I will be right back after the top of the hour news and commercial announcements.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.